Hey, thanks for returning the call. This is John with Local Splash. Is this Premier Healthcare?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, hey, I did try calling earlier today. I was actually hoping to talk to someone that handles the online listings for the business. Would that be you by chance?
It is.
I see. Well, I'll keep this short. The reason I'm calling today, sir, is because we're a data service provider. We work for both Google and Facebook. And I was actually hoping to talk to you about listing Premier Healthcare on Google under specific categories in the area. So what that means for you as a business owner is every single time a customer goes to Google and they search for bathroom remodeling, carpentry, cabinetry, so pretty much any of the services that you provide, we make sure that you show up on that front page of Google.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a parking and design.
Okay.
But I'm not satisfied with him.
Okay.
He's out right now for maternity leave. He'll be back tomorrow. So when he gets back, I'm going to call him, and he's going to call me, and me and him are going to have a heart-to-heart about some things because it's going on 6 months now, and anyway, I'm not satisfied. So look, with that being said, all right, so tell me where, all right, I know you probably don't know that, but all right, what do you see wrong with my Google account? Let me ask you that.
What was that again, sir? I'm not hearing you very well, by the way. Your voice seems a bit low.
Yeah, it's where I'm at. Okay, can you hear me now?
That's way better, actually.
Right.
That's a lot better.
Anyway, I have a marketing company that, that handles all my stuff, but I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with him. Let me back up. It ain't them, it's him. I'm not happy with my direct design, marketing designer, whatever you call it.
Okay.
So he's out right now for maternity leave. He'll be back tomorrow, and he's going to call me, and we're going to talk. Okay, so what I was saying was that, all right, when you say that, you know, that you offer this, okay,
that's right.
All right, what do you see wrong with my Google account?
Well, I'm not even seeing your Google account, to be completely honest with you. I did search for Premier Healthcare. I assume that's the name you're currently listed
LLC.
In Google at. LLC. Let me do that.
LLC. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There you go. 14 reviews, 5-star rating, right? I think I see
it.
Now, you said you... I heard it barely, but you said you've been with that guy for 6 months, you said?
April, May, June, July. August will be 5 months. Okay, this is what happened.
Okay.
I did a website and I did the Google account through my business Google app. This was before I hired them because I had a job and the lady was like, you don't have a website, this and that. So I learned myself on a cell phone. I have a website, it's called PremierHealthcareLLC.net. It's nothing changed, but I did that website from a cell phone sitting in a lady's driveway and I did started my Google account. Okay, with that being said, all right, he couldn't log in there because of the way it was set up. So I had to wait for the code to come in the mail like I did before. Well, make a long story short, somehow or another, all my reviews got erased, and now I've got 6 or 7 people that have left reviews, but they don't show up. They're not showing up. He can't tell me why. He said Google's funny. What do you mean they're funny? I did work for them. You know, I had to pretty much start from scratch. The only two that was left up there are the ones that I did and a friend of mine did. They were the only two that was left. All the rest of them got erased. Then my account was froze for like a month. Nobody couldn't even leave a review. So I just have got it back going, and I've done work for like 6 or 7 other people that have tried to leave reviews, and they're showing up on their end, but not mine. He can't tell me why. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, clearly whoever you have now is not doing a good job, and being... You know, again, those are very hard-earned reviews, of course. Not a lot of customers really take the time to leave reviews, and those reviews not showing up, that's a huge loss to you, right?
Yeah,
now, I got to say, though...
I did 2 houses. She's worked with 2 people side by side. It was there 3 weeks between the two of them. Both of them left reviews, and they're not up there. They can see them on their end, but not mine. And he can't tell me why. So, look, this is what we're going to do, okay? I want you to text me your name and information to this number right here. I'm going to call him tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything until after tomorrow anyway. And I'm talking to him, sir.
Yeah, here does, sir, okay? You know.
Alright, so I'm.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, go ahead.
No, actually, what I was saying is if it was up to me, I'd love to call you back tomorrow, right? And get this taken care of, because obviously, whoever you have is not doing a very good job, right? Now, the thing is, though, what we're trying to do here really is obviously we won't be able to put everybody on Google, right? Now, there's only very limited spots, right? Now, actually, the very reason we're calling you specifically today is that we just had a position open up within the company. So what we're trying to do here really is we're trying to call everybody in the area, trying to find out one single company we can work with. Now, once that happens, though, once we find that company, that means we would close out the entire area, and that means we would only work exclusively for you. So there is, though, a little bit of a time constraint here on what we're trying to do. Here, though, just hear me out, listen to what I got to say, and then you can make the decision afterwards, okay? I do have to figure out, though, you obviously know how Google works, so I'm just going to go ahead and cut straight to the point. I do have to ask a couple questions just so I could kind of qualify and also try to see if this is going to be a perfect fit between our companies. I didn't catch your name, though. Who am I speaking with again?
My name is Richard Bullock.
Ricky. And you've been in the business... Richard, okay.
Richard Bullock, that's right.
Gotcha. And you've been in the business for how many years now, Richard?
Well, I mean, for myself, like, you know, for 5 years, but I've been doing this. My daddy did the same type of work, so I got about 30 years experience. I'm 45 years old. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like... And we do everything, man. Like I said, I got, you know, in-house crew, in-house guys. I have sub guys. I mean, we do things that I post the pictures of or put up there. You don't see people doing. I mean, it ain't like we do it every day, but I've never seen some of the things that we've done on anybody else's pages. You know,
yeah,
so we do
right.
everything, you know. But my daddy was a roofer. Now, do I know how to build a house? No, I don't. But I got guys that do, even though I don't. I'm just saying, like, when I say I got 30 years experience on that website, I got 30 years experience.
That is wonderful. That means you're being very transparent with your clients. And like that, you know, we definitely like to partner up with people that we could rely on. You are the sole owner of the company, though, right? And I do
That's
see
correct.
That you also have a website, I think, with, like, the red logo in it with, like, a house.
That's mad time. That was, they did that, but I bought it, so I can take that with me wherever I go.
I love this website, by the way. It even clearly says here about the 30 years of experience. It's definitely eye catcher. You know, people see that.
They did good on all that, but it's just the stuff with Google that I'm having a hard time with.
Which is going to be very difficult.
Google, I don't know.
And what about your target area, Richard? Like, you're in Drake, of course, but how far would you be willing to travel, like coverage wise?
I mean, to be honest with you, man. I don't want to, but I've worked in Georgia. I was in Florida about 3 months ago. Right now, I'm in the Lake Gaston area. You know, Greenville, Raleigh, you know, surrounding areas, Tarver, Kinston, Goldsboro. Mm-hmm. I've been in Lake Gaston for about 3 or 4 months now.
Gotcha. And
I've been in other places too, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's wonderful. That's my main area right now.
Yeah, we could definitely target that. If you want to get more of those jobs there in that area, then we could do that for you as well. And you'd be okay with taking in residential or commercial jobs, right? I mean, it shouldn't really be a problem at all.
I prefer residential. I do commercial, but I prefer residential.
And obviously, you could still take in more jobs. It's just that this thing with your current partner is not working out very well, right? Taking in job is not really an issue at all, correct?
Yeah, that's, I mean, to be honest with you, between Facebook and referrals, that's what it is. See, I worked for a company out of Arizona for 2 years. They own 200-some mobile home parks. And I have 4 parks in North Carolina. Concord, Fayetteville, and 2 in Rocky Mount. Which Rocky Mount is another area, too, because I'm right at Battleboro. But anyway, so for 2 years, I had more work than I could do. They were bringing in new homes. I would dress them out. People would move out, tear the house up. We fix them, remodel them. So I wasn't seeking any work. I was getting other work. But I was having to sub it out because I was dedicated, me and my whole team, to this company, okay? So then all of a sudden something happens in the financial department and it's $2 million missing. So they shut everything down at one time. And then I went from having more than I could do to now where am I going to get something to do from? So I went to market. That's when I went to that. And like I said, my goal was to get to the first page of Google.
That is that is the goal.
Okay, so and then, like I said, we started off on the wrong foot because I explained to him where I was at, what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's 12 keywords on the SEO.
Mm-hmm.
It costs me $500 more a month for these 12 keywords.
Jeez.
$500
a month?
Yeah. Yeah, and to get on more directories. The more directors. I pay $700 a month for marketing, but I'm going to be honest with you. And they got one phone call, got two phone calls, and I'm on 63 directories.
That's rough. Yeah, that is definitely rough.
So that's why I said, and there's been a couple other things that I wanted to tell. When I talk to him tomorrow, I'm probably going to tell him that I'm done with him.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to three or four other people. And I get it. I know things don't happen overnight, but I'm on 63 directories.
That's right.
And then
and you're not getting
your salt. Yeah. And then, like I said, I'm not getting into it, but Yelp is the biggest directory platform in the world. I asked them from the beginning, do y'all offer a Yelp? And they did, but then they changed the contract. So after I done all this, and guess what? I don't get Yelp, but he got me connected to Yelp, but they can't really. It ain't really doing nothing for me because it's so updates and reviews. I'm just up there, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
That made me mad.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that. That's where it started with the Yelp thing, because I kept getting phone calls from Yelp, and I'm like, I'm already up there, and they're like, they were checked. No, you're not. This and that. So I called them. I'm like, bro, what's up? You told me. And then kind of found out, I didn't realize that when we did this and that yeah, it was no longer a part of us and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's the first thing I asked you was, I will be on Yelp directory, right? Oh, yes, sir. And I'm not.
Yeah, you know what, Richard? You definitely are someone that we want to work with. Internet is definitely working. It's just that you haven't partnered up with the right company, right? Here, I'll keep this short. I'd love to really further explain how the program works with you, and thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing, right? As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do here is this real quick, okay? I'm going to get you Nadine. She's one of our specialists. She's going to go over how we work, how wonderful it is. You're going to love it, right? Let me bring her over so she can discuss things further with you.
Okay.
Hi, Richard. How are you?